head to lean on. Please swallow your pride. If I have failed, you need to borrow. For no one can feel those of your need that you won't let show. You just call on me, brother, when you need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on. I just might have a problem that you'll understand. We all need somebody to lean on.
Hey, listen up, Body Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact SpectrumAccess at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Pen Friend Voice Labeler brings you independence. No need for help with medicine bottles, what's in the tin, notes for the doctor, or calendar appointments. The Pen Friend includes 100-plus stickers, an audio instruction card, a lanyard, easy backup software, and a dedicated website with tutorial videos. Optional extras include 1,000-plus tactile re-recordable stickers, 25 washable stickers for lids, and a tactile talking address book. The Pen Friend is also an MP3 and talking book player. The 16-gigabyte Pen Friend only costs $155 and has changed thousands of lives over the last 15 years. The Pen Friend is available at MaxiAid, LSNS, and TouchSpot Audio. Please call 630-723-0856, or for international distributors, visit www.penfriendlabeler.com.
Do you have a hard time putting in eye drops? Miss your eye and waist drops? Introducing Gentle Drop, an aid that helps you use eye drops with ease. Invented by ophthalmologists, Gentle Drop is a soft silicone sleeve that sits on your nose to stabilize your bottle. In a clinical trial on low vision patients, Gentle Drop improved success with drops and increased independence. Gentle Drop fits traditionally shaped 5, 10, and 15 mil bottles and is washable and reusable. Please see our website, dropbetter.com, for a compatibility guide and more information. Gentle Drop takes practice to get the hang of it. We recommend using it with family, a friend, or eye care provider to give you some guidance. You can purchase Gentle Drop at dropbetter.com or Amazon for $15. Gentle Drop, make eye drops easier.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome! Welcome! Oh, yeah, welcome to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. And yes, we have a show for you tonight. Yes, we're live from Orlando, Florida, and I hope there's no screw-ups tonight. I hope it's a good show. I hope you're all going to be listening, and thank you for joining us. If you're in your home, sit down, have some popcorn, enjoy the show. Before we get started, let me introduce the players tonight. And by the way, don't touch that dial. If you know what you're listening to, it's the bridge. We are the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. To my left, my beautiful, and I mean beautiful, smart co-host, wife, Lynn Golder, you're up.
Thanks for the introduction. Hello, everybody. Welcome, welcome to the April 16th edition of the Blind and Beyond radio show. Glad you're with us.
Yes, yes, yes. And all the way from Fern Rock, Fern Park, and all the above ferns, our co-host, the great one, David Hildebrand.
Well, great might be pushing it, but I'm glad to be here anyway. Good evening, everybody. And we do have an exciting show today, so I'm looking forward to it myself. Good to be back.
Great. Co-host, wonderful. And all the way in our studios, the only one in the studio pushing all those buttons and pushing all those dials and everything else, our producer, Chris Shaw. Are you there, Chris Shaw?
Yeah. Welcome back. Welcome back. And how you doing?
Hi, Chris. We're live again.
I know. Good evening, my friend. Good to hear you.
Top of the great evening to you. It's the top of the evening right now.
All right.
It's true.
And for those folks that missed last week's show, that was a special show.
It's up there.
Huh?
It's up
there. It's up there now, yeah. That was a special show dedicated to my family. You all asked me about the record business. That was all about all the songs we played. Well, that's all the songs that we had. That was many hits. We left out a lot of hits, but those were hits from our, let's just say, distributorship, our record producing company, and our publishing house. Right now, Lynn's got something to say, don't you, Lynn?
I do. Well, first of all, on a sad note, tonight's show is dedicated to Harriet Berman, who was a longtime listener in New York City. And Harriet used to listen to the show every week. And she passed away on Saturday, April 8th. And just 1 week before she died, Harriet wrote on our Facebook page, and she wrote kind words, and I'd like to read you what she said. It's just beyond belief that she wrote this a week before she died.
She lived in New York.
Yeah, she lived in Manhattan, in the Lower East Side.
And she listened every week.
I really enjoy Blind and Beyond radio show. It is informative and helpful, but is also entertaining. Michael is great with the music, and they exude cheer and always leave me uplifted. It is appropriately named Blind and Beyond. So I decided to look up Harriet's Facebook page, and I found something that I thought everybody would like. There was a song that she liked, and she said, "This is my giving of thanks song to all those who care, all those whose caring thoughts and words and deeds have made my fragile self keep on keeping on. I'm more than blessed." So, Chris, would you please play a couple verses of this song? It's called "Little Things Mean a Lot" by Kitty Callan, 1954.
They just cost money. Give me your hand when I've lost the way. Give me a shoulder to cry on. Whether the day is bright or gray, give me your heart to rely on. Send me the warmth of a secret smile to show me you haven't forgot. For always and ever, now and forever, little things mean a lot.
That was Harriet's favorite song. I'm all choked up. I just can't believe it. It's just 2 weeks ago she died.
It shows you how life is
really so fragile.
Life is so fragile. Today you're talking. 1 week later, you're passed on.
Right.
That's why you have to cherish every day that we're here. It's not about yesterday. It's not about tomorrow. It's about today. You have to enjoy today. I hope this show helps you. It helped Harriet. Thank goodness she listened to the show. Thank God she said some nice words about the show. And we'll miss Harriet.
We will miss Harriet. And I have some other shout outs before we go to Dave. Dave has shout outs. Our thoughts and prayers to the victims of the recent shooting, yet another one in Alabama yesterday, and for the children who died at a birthday party. And then I have some positive shout outs, some positive vibes. I'd like to give a shout out to Tammy and Bruce Corbett and their son Vince in Newanga, Missouri. I'd like to give a shout out to Donovan Battelle at Alabama Industries for the Blind, Vicky Preddy at Vanda Pharmaceuticals, and Susan Rosenthal in South Florida. Thank you for your email, Susan. We're so glad that you love the show and have been listening for 2 years. A shout out to Betsy Dye at Lighthouse Central Florida. And I know she's listening because Todd LaFlum will be on the first hour from Lighthouse Works. And also a shout out to Flo Walsh in Lake Placid, Florida. And Flo is listening tonight, and check out her Facebook page, The Blind Side of Cooking with Flo. So that's a lot of shout outs.
A lot of shout
outs. One night. Dave, you're up.
Wow. Okay. Let's see. Well, to my wonderful wife, Brenda, of course, I want to say howdy, howdy. And I'd like to give a shout out to the Lakes up in Connecticut, as well as the D'Souza family in Porto, Portugal. And my buddy Neville French in Altamont Springs. And of course, not to steal a line from my buddy Chris, but I'd like to say hello to you, and you, and all the rest of you guys. How about that?
I think that's Chris's line, you, and you.
I did, I stole it.
I want to see who
he's going to say now that I use that. You see,
I would like to give a shout out. This is Michael. To our new listeners, we understand we have listeners, believe it or not, in Pakistan, the country of Pakistan.
Wow.
New listeners in Pakistan, they're listening to the show. And if you look at our Facebook page, you'll see a doctor.
Dr. Saad, if you're listening.
Dr. Saad.
In Pakistan.
Thank
hello.
You for a beautiful testimonial.
Hi, doctor.
He wrote us, we spoke to him from, and he listens to the show from Pakistan, believe it or not. That's why we know the show is worldwide. People listening all over the world. Chris Joy, you have any shout outs?
Well, I did. I think Dave took all of my shout outs, but I
I couldn't help it, man.
So this is what I'm going to do. I want to give a shout out to all of our friends over in Canada, Pakistan, Melbourne, Australia. I want to give a shout out to the nation, to the country, and everyone that's tuned in and listening. Thank you for all that you do, Mike, Dave, Lynn.
And Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
Right back to you. And yeah, well, thanks to all of our listeners who are out there that some are too chicken to call, but they're still there. We know it. We feel
the phone number to call in, which I hope you can do. If your finger's not broken, you can use your finger. If not, what can I tell you? The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. I'm going to say it nice and slow. 407-894-1680. Was that slow enough?
Actually, yeah. You don't need your finger to make a phone call all the time. No, your voice activated, right, Dave?
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Mike, we're off the rotary dials.
That's right. You don't have to stick your finger in that little hole anymore.
Yeah, let your fingers do the walking. Remember that? Yeah. The yellow pages.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to go to break.
I guess so.
We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We got a lot more coming up. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away.
I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying right here.
We'll be right back.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
AmbuTech, your mobile way of life. We're worldwide leaders for mobility products. Life is always changing, and we understand the need to stay in motion for all events. We have your canes covered for all your everyday outings, colored canes for your special occasions, and adventure tips to help you explore the great outdoors. Nothing should hold you back. And a mobile way of life is what we strive to deliver at AmbuTech. You can reach AmbuTech by going to our website at www.ambutech.com, by email at orders@ambutech.com, or by phone at 1-800-561-3340. If you haven't already tried one of our canes, give us a call and grow with us. We'd love to hear from you.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. And I've got something to say to you right now. When you need supplies for the low vision, and let's just say that blind folks like myself, when you need medical supplies, any kind of supplies, don't forget LSNA. SNS. Listen, I can't even say it anymore.
Yeah, I think you muted yourself there, Michael.
Yeah, by mistake. Yeah. So we're talking about LSNS.
Otherwise known as ILA.
ILA.
Independent
Living Aids. And LSNS. Both great companies. Actually, Melissa owns both. And I get my watches and a lot of other things.
Talking watches.
My talking watches from them.
That's where I get stuff from too.
What are you saying?
Oh, you do, David? What do you get there? What kinds of things?
I've gotten all kinds of things over the years, watches especially, but I've gotten different, gotten a money identifier from there and a few different things.
You know, the Pen Friends, she's selling that as well. And by the way, just so you'll know, there's all kinds of pens. Pen Friends is, let's just say, top of the line. They've got everything in that pen. Other pens do not have what Pen Friends does. So if you think you're getting a pen and it's like Pen Friends, you're not, unless it's Pen Friends.
We're going to learn more about it next week.
We're going to learn more about it next week. But I'm just telling you, there's other kinds of pens.
Yeah, it's not just a pen.
Pen Friends, but it's not Pen Friends. And if you want it and you need it, I'm getting mine from LSNS or the other company, which is Independent Living Aids. So buy from Melissa because she's a great sponsor on our show for years. And anybody who sponsors our show for years, you got to get from them before you anyone else. So that's the only one. And she's a doll baby. Melissa is great. And
they got real nice customer service people.
I was just going to say, you need any customer service or any questions about anything that you need for assisted living things, that's the place to go. And they will help you. No problem. David, it's time for trivia.
Wow, I get my trivia in right away. How nice.
Your trivia, yeah, your trivia is up.
All right, Chris, get ready. This is. I'll give you a hint. I want to know who is singing and who wrote this song. It's an Irishman, and this song was a big number one hit in 1972. And for the year of 1972, it was only number two behind Roberta Flack, The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face. I'm sure you remember that one, right? So this song was number two that year, and it's a pretty wild tune. So if you could let her rip, Chris, let's see if anyone can tell us who does the song. It's you can call us at 407-894-1680 if you know this song.
I promised myself to treat myself and visit a nearby town. I'm climbing to the top, will throw myself off in an effort to make clear to who ever what it's like when you're shattered, left standing in the lurch at a church where people are saying, my God, that's tough, she stood him up. No point in us remaining, we may as well go. As I did on my own, alone again, naturally. To think that only yesterday I was cheerful, bright and gay, looking forward to what wouldn't do the role I was about to play.
Alrighty, Chris, if you can roll her back. I'm sure somebody knows who did that song. Give us a call at 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. And if you've never called us before, the first time callers, you get preferential treatment. We moved you to the front of the line. So, like I say, that was number two for 1972, only behind Roberta Flack. The first time ever I saw your face. So, great little songwriter. And when you go to Ireland, there's all these different Irish groups that I always think of as being famous. But this particular artist, the Irish consider their one of their biggest, their finest resources. So, Chris, just barge on in when you get a couple callers. But I'll be anxious to see who knows that tune. Lynn, did you recognize that song?
I did once I played it.
You know, I can remember.
It was a very big hit.
Yeah, I remember watching it actually on the Grammys when I used to watch the Grammys and knew most of the artists. That was a long time ago.
I didn't know the artist though. I just knew the song. I thought it was like one of the more famous British groups that sang.
Right. Yeah. Well, there was he had maybe four or five fairly big songs in a short period of time, but over in Europe is a different story. He had tons of hits, and they. You know, it's funny, just like the Beatles may not have been big in one place. And then all of a sudden they were big in, England, and all of a sudden took off in the States and all that. So you just never know, but all right. Hey, Chris, by any chance, do you have any callers yet for this distinguished songwriter singer? I know someone's going to bail me out because Michael's going to say, hey, nobody knows that song. Dave, you always pick this.
Yeah, I'm
crazy.
Sure there's a few people.
I know. You recognize that song yourself. So
I'd like to hear from some people to hear if they enjoyed your show last Sunday night, your special.
Oh, yes. Well, I'm quite sure they did.
Yeah.
I enjoyed listening to it.
You did?
They might not have listened.
Yeah, I learned a bit. That was back when Michael was just a young tyke.
Yeah, I was a teenager at the time.
I know, it's so funny.
My parents had all those hits.
Kids were doing mowing lawns, and Michael was trying to produce singing groups.
Well, after the show, Michael and Chris were talking, Dave, and Chris, he wasn't laughing anymore at Michael's choices. He goes, now I know why Michael always pulls those old songs from the past.
He didn't know that my group was the Intruders.
Yeah.
What a name for a group, the Intruders. I like that.
Be on the phone. What, I have a
you can't say the Intruders in 2023 no more.
That's true. That means it's something totally different. Right.
That's a lot going on. Listen, we do have a caller on the phone line.
Yay!
All right, are you ready for this one?
I'm ready.
I had two callers to call in. Not a new call. I had two callers to call in. Hal from Sun City Center, Florida. He called, but
easy for you to say.
I believe he's on the list, Chris.
Right, he's on the list, and that's what I was explaining to him. But you know, I'll email you and I'll text you what was they said to me, and I'll let you know.
Okay.
And then I have our good friend all the way from Bayside, New York. Bayside, New York, the one and only Linda from Bayside.
Oh wow,
she knows her old songs.
Linda from New York.
All right. Well, I think we should talk to Miss Linda first, anyway.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
How are you doing?
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hi. How are you?
How's New York today?
What?
How is it going in New York today?
Oh, it's beautiful. Finally, it's getting nice. It's 70 degrees. Nice day.
Ah,
so we're looking forward
like,
to some nice weather. Just like
yeah, spring has finally showed up.
Oh, you got it. Very.
So,
much
do you know who did that song by any chance?
What?
Do you know who did that song?
The song?
Yeah, the song we just played. Do you know who might have sang that song?
Gilbert O'Sullivan.
You're right. That's him.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Gilbert O'Sullivan.
Wow.
Right.
She said
1971.
She said that with ease. Gilbert O'Sullivan.
Wow.
You just won a $10 gift card from Subway.
Good job.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much.
That was great.
Enjoy Subway. $10 gift card is coming your way from Subway.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Having a great show as usual.
thank you so much for that. And keep on listening. Now, she's from New York, and always, she likes the show, and she listens.
Always.
Way to go, Lynn. I'm glad you got my trivia. That's awesome. Gilbert O'Sullivan is right.
They have subways in Manhattan. I don't know if they have subways in Long Island. I don't think so. They have subways,
no. Oh, yeah, they have plenty. You know, they have quite a few. So, really.
Oh, you're kidding.
You know, don't have to go too far.
Mike, wait, stop, stop, stop. Stop.
No, I meant subways on the ground. Subways. I'm not talking about the eating establishment. I meant subways.
We have a subway in Queens, but it's, you know, you have to take like a bus to it. There are subways.
I knew he was going there. I knew.
And you've talked about the subways before. I know.
I wonder if anyone's. I suppose no one's ever called you a smart aleck, there, Mr. Michael Golder.
I don't try to be.
Yeah.
Thank you
just
so
comes
much.
Out that exactly. It just comes out that way.
Thank you so Lynn, much, Linda.
Thanks for calling in. Thanks for calling in, Linda. Chris will get your info. So have a good night and keep on listening.
Thank you, too. Yep.
All right. We'll, take care.
Do. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
You know, it's people like Linda from New York and people who understand music and listen to the show. It's nice to hear somebody give us a nice compliment. I need all the compliments I can get because my wife, Lynn, otherwise known as Lynn R, bet you this way, may yell at me for doing screw-ups. No, not
she
my
She just
wife.
Tries to keep you grounded. That's
what she does. She tries to keep me grounded. But I love you all, so keep behind me.
That's you right. Know, come in and defend Michael because Lynn and I can be a little hard on him on occasion, but he's tough though. You know, he dishes it out as well. So it's important to be able to take it when you dish it out.
Yeah. By the way, we had a guest that had an emergency. So we had supposed to have a guest right now and the guest supposedly had an emergency. So they're not coming on. They heard David was here, and they said, "Oh my God!
Oh my
David,
goodness! Yeah, that happens."
Well, we have two guests in the second hour.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully we get him rescheduled.
I'm gonna go do my trivia. Okay. It's time for a break. Then we'll come back with my trivia.
Exactly.
Break. It's commercial time. Don't go away, and then we'll be right back with my trivia. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Don't touch that
dial. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Actually, you know, they don't have dials anymore either, by the way.
Oh, no.
I mentioned to you. It's just like our fingers don't do the walking anymore. Putting our fingers in those telephone holes, we don't have a dial on the radio anymore either. It's just flashing numbers. That's it.
Well, it's time for a break. Don't go away.
That's right. We're going to have to go break something. Mr. Chris.
You there, Chris?
If you could fire those ads up, that keeps us on the air. You ever seen Alfred Hitchcock show? I love how he always talks about, and now we're going to go off to another one of those exciting commercial messages. He would always be blasting the sponsors, but it was so funny. I love seeing Alfred Hitchcock. He was great.
I'm surprised you remembered him.
Well, yeah. He and I go way back, you know.
What was the first big movie that Alfred Hitchcock made?
That's easy, The Birds.
No, I wasn't thinking about
the Birds.
No. The Birds?
Am I wrong?
The famous Scream.
I thought that was The Birds.
Is that The Birds?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
One of his first. I love The Birds. Actually, that was a great movie.
What was the movie that's a famous Scream? Made her famous.
Could call in and
the famous Scream.
Chris, we're
not
going
Psycho.
Break.
It's Psycho. That's the movie I was thinking about. Psycho.
I think that might have been after The Birds.
I think we lost Chris.
No, I'm here. I was just getting information. Okay, so
yeah, that's right.
He said somebody
had a copy down there.
Don't
you said
go away.
Somebody was screaming.
Yeah. Do you know if Psycho or The Birds came first, Chris?
Well, as long as I've been living, I've seen a lot of psychotic people, so I don't know. I think the psychotic probably came first, and then The Birds came.
That's true. Actually, I was still trying to figure if the birds or the bees came first.
Right.
You know? Break, please.
Let it break.
But that's for a different show, I guess. We'll be right back. Don't touch that dial. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. Really?
Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name. Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job, and they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse. Call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity. And vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. And you are not alone. Because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength. A champion of courage. An advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
For nearly 45 years, ILA has been providing essential aids to the visually impaired and hard of hearing. A trusted source of products for local and national communities, ILA offers a wide variety of technology and daily living aids to enable those with vision loss to participate in an active, independent lifestyle. Our excellent customer service team is always happy to help you find the right product for the task at hand. Call us at 1-800-537-2118 or visit us on the web at www.independentliving.com. ILA, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yes, we're back. We're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. And by the way, if you missed last week's show, you missed a good show. It was all music last week because of Easter Sunday. But it was music, I guess you say this way, for those folks that want to know my background when I was in the music business and I was with my family. Actually, I was a kid at the time. My brother's 5 years older than me, so it was really his business with my parents. And they were partners with a fellow named Jocko Henderson. May rest in peace. Jocko was the first, and he was, I mean, a big, big, it wasn't a big man physically, but as a disc jockey on the radio, he was a monster. I mean, he was huge. Everybody knew Jocko. Ooh, Papa Do and How Do You Do? He was the first rhymer there ever was. Jocko was out of New York, in Philadelphia, in Baltimore, Washington. He was the first syndicated disc jockey. Matter of fact, when he died, Tom Joyner did 3 shows tributing to him. It was a whole testimonial to Jocko, because Jocko led the way for all the black disc jockeys. He was before his time. He started in 1954 and became big 56 through 63 until Paola. And last Sunday, we were playing some of the mainline hits. If you missed the show, you would have heard Duke of Earl. You would have heard We'll Love Me Tomorrow by the Shirelles. You would have heard a lot of hits. Kansas City by Robert Harrison. You would have heard some big hits that mainline had. You would have heard Leanders and the Hearts, Long Lonely Nights and Teardrops. So my brother produced that group, Leanders and the Hearts, and mainline published some nice hits, Dedicated to One I Love by the Shirelles, and the mainline distributor distributed a lot of hits, and they were the first big R&B distributor. There's other distributors around the country, but we were the only black owned by Jocko, because Jocko was a black man who was the first one in the record business that had a distributorship. And the distributorship at that time, we were the only distributor that had all R&B. We had Red Fox. We had Dionne Warwick. We had all kinds of names. Oh, B.B. King. How about this one? Ike and Tina Turner.
Wait, you had B.B. King?
B.B. King on Kent Records.
Like, yes, the B.B. King. Down
yes,
home?
B.B. King. Yep, B.B. King. We had B.B. King
of the
when we first started. B.B. King was on our distributorship. B.B. King. We had on Kent Records. We had Red Fox on Due Tone when he was doing his dirty songs and dirty stuff. We had a lot of great stuff.
And you can catch it all on the archives, right?
They were part of the Duke Peacock group, which was playing all the spirituals back in those days. Duke and Peacock had all the spirituals and R&B, and we had all those spirituals. We had Ahmad Jamal and Jazz on Argo, and we had a lot of hits besides that. But when it came to R&B, and it came to, when I said Ike and Tina, they came out on a little known label called Sue, S-U-E, Sue. Ike and Tina, that's when they were married. They came out on Sue Records, Ike and Tina Turner.
Yeah, so, but you had B.B. King and Lucille.
We had B.B. King. We had his little guitar, yes.
Wow.
Matter of fact, Lynn and I went to his place in Memphis.
That's neat.
A lot of places we went to, whether it be Memphis or New Orleans or Nashville. Lynn used to go with me on the trade shows, and we visit a lot of our distributorships, labels, people.
I'd like to go to the Sun Records
Well, that
studios.
Wasn't R&B. Sunwood Records was not R&B.
Yeah, but they've got a really cool a museum there
in Memphis.
I think,
yes,
right
in Memphis, but that was not R&B.
Nope, that was rock and roll.
Yeah, see, the people that had Atlantic Records, they distributed Atlantic. We didn't have Atlantic, but they had other labels that were not R&B. We had only R&B. Yeah. When I talk about a distributor. A distributor is an exclusive. If you had a label, let's say that you had Motown, then you were the only ones that had Motown in your area. Mainline, if you wanted a record, if you had to go to Kmart or any department store or any record store in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maryland, you had to go through Mainline, because if you wanted that record, the record stores would call up, and Mainline would service those record stores or department stores or chain stores. Each distributor had their own label. So if we had Scepter, if we had Motown, those labels nobody else could have in that territory. So if you were a distributorship in, let's just say, California, and you had Motown, nobody else in California could have Motown.
It's so wild how the music business has changed completely now, because – of course, if you wanted to buy a record or a CD, rather, I mean, your choices are limited where you can actually go and buy a CD these days. So many people buy them online or just download.
Yeah, but they didn't have back then. Back then, they didn't do
that. That's what I'm saying. It's a big difference.
Back then,
it's interesting.
Payola changed everything. And back then, you had the big distributors like Capital and RCA. They didn't do payola. And if you were listening to, we discussed some of this on the show last week. So if you missed the show, you should listen. Go listen to our, go to our webpage, blindandbeyondradioshow.org, and listen to the show. You'll miss it. If you didn't hear it, if you like good music, you like a lot of songs, you would hear
it. Go to the archives.
Your archive.
You click on the menu bar and you scroll all the way down to the tab that says shows 2023, and it's right there.
And listen to the hits that Mainline had. And that's just beginning. If we get enough people that want it, we'll have another one.
You know, I'm just thinking, Michael, when I was a kid, like in sixth grade, you guys, your family was distributing the records, and I went to my little record store in Westwood, New Jersey.
And they buy the record.
Or Valley Fair. Yep. And I would use my allowance money to get a record.
And the record store.
50 cents?
The record store would call up and say, I need 100 records of Duke of Earl.
And
we ship you the, we ship
the,
it.
The rows and rows of records.
Oh, I'll tell you something else. I was right there the day, listen to this one. I was right there the day UPS came into the distributorship and asked who owned it. My father was right there at the time and said, I do. And he said, would you like to use UPS? We're just starting out. We'd like to sign you up. And my father said, what are you doing? Because at that time, there was no UPS. If you wanted to ship out a record store or a department store, you had to go to Parcel Post because there was no UPS. And UPS was just coming out, and my father signed up. He said he'd rather use UPS than go to stand in line, whether it be him or somebody else, stand in line at the post office with all these boxes that we were shipping out.
Did they have the brown trucks in those days?
They had them out, yeah. And they all wore brown outfits. Yeah.
That was right around the Pony Express time, right?
Yeah, that was in the 50s. I was right there. I was right there the day it happened, right there when the guy came in the door and signed my father up.
Oh, that is wild.
Yeah, let's do trivia. Okay, so it's trivia time. Trivia time. It's my trivia. This song was a huge hit for this person. This person, I'm sure you'll know when you listen to her. The song is huge. Who is singing this song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? This was a monster hit. 407-894-1680.
Guy.
Okay, Chris. So who's singing that song? Let's get new callers first. Who is singing that song? New callers first. 407-894-1680. The last winner came from New York. Let's see a new caller. Who is singing that song? Big song. Famous woman. Who's singing
Josie and the Pussycats?
407-894-1680. I'll tell you about her in a moment, about the label she was on. 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song? New callers first.
A fine singer. I love that voice.
My yeah. God.
For those folks that listened to the show last week, I'd like to hear from you. See what your opinion is of the show. I'd like to know. See if you liked it. We left out a lot of songs. We only played 16, 17 songs, and we had maybe about 40, 50 hits during that years we were in business. We only played the hits. There's a lot of songs that we didn't play. And we had a song we didn't play that was a nice hit called Just to Be With You by The Passions. That was not an R&B song, but that was a big song, Just to Be With You by The Passions. And then, of course, we had Louis Lyman, I'm So Happy. That was a great song. I love that. And then we had another song called Trickle Trickle by The Videos. These were hits, but not
funny.
Hits in all over.
Michael, who was the group that came into our booth at the apparel trade show in Las Vegas?
That was...
You were hugging him. He was
Louis Lyman.
Louis Lyman.
Louis Lyman. But at that time, I was hugging him. That was Frankie Lyman's brother. And he was the group, because they died and everything, he was with the Drifters at the time. The group was in our booth, Drifters, but some of those guys died. Louis Lyman was in that group, Louis Lyman. But Frankie Lyman's brother. And if you don't know who Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, that's the first kids group, Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers. That was before Michael Jackson and the Jackson 5. Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, they were the first big kids group ever.
Wow.
Back in the early 50s. They were a monster group. They had a lot of hits.
People are probably wondering what I'm talking about, a booth. You should tell them.
We had a trade booth when we were in the clothing industry, and we had big trade shows in Las Vegas.
Twice a year.
And
I
we
thought you were just squeezing everybody into a phone booth.
No. We had like 1,000 square feet. It was like 1,000 square feet.
We had to build it.
Cranes built it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We put it together. Cranes. It took them a day to put this thing together with windows and everything else and doors. And now that Lynn spent a lot of money on this diamond above the top of the door. That
rotating
diamond.
It was acrylic, Michael.
Okay. But anyway, it was fun. We had the Platters, we had the Drifters, and we had the actual group, the Temptations. That was, we had the actual group, the real group, the Temptations, and they all wore our outfits at the time.
Okay. Yep. All right. I'm sorry to intrude. I got two callers on the phone line.
Any new?
All right. I have Flo from Lake Placid, Florida, and then I have Ellen from Lake Worth, Florida. Now, Flo says she called in before. But I don't know if she won or not.
No, she's fine to call in. It's absolutely fine.
She knew?
It's Flo? Fine, yeah.
So
yeah,
Flo, yeah. And who's the other person?
And then I have Ellen from Lake Worth, Florida, who's a new caller as well.
Well, we'd like to talk to both.
All right.
I'd like to tell Ellen, we'll take whoever's first, and then we'll talk to both. Please, don't hang up. Tell other people, don't hang up.
All right, so don't hang up. They heard you already because they're still listening. All right? We're going to go and talk to the one and only Flo from Lake Placid, Florida.
Hi, Flo.
Hey, Flo.
Hello, Flo.
Hi, how are y'all?
Hi, Flo.
How you doing?
How's your Sunday?
Doing good. Wonderful. I made like 100 chicken wings today.
I saw that.
Oh, now you invite me over for chicken wings. Oh, my goodness.
Just so everybody knows, Flo has a Facebook page called, will you tell them what it's called, Flo?
The Blind Side of Cooking with Flo.
And if I tell you, I wish you lived here, Flo, because you make my mouth drool with all these things that you make every day.
She didn't invite me for chicken. That's my favorite, chicken wings.
Girl, all week, this week.
But I only eat the flats. I don't eat legs. I only eat flats.
Homemade breadsticks this week because we're having a family.
Everybody, you have to go to her Facebook page.
So who was singing the song? Who was singing the song?
Oh, Mary Wells.
You are correct. And by the way, she was on Motown Records, and Motown, that record was also part of Mainline. That was part of Motown, but we didn't play it last week when we had the show. We left her off, but she was a great woman. She died. It was terrible. She died.
Well, I'm so excited you won, Flo. So you have
You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
She has to give Chris her address.
Give your address, and we'll send you a $10 gift card from Subway. Thank you.
That sounds
Congratulations.
Good.
All right, Flo, hold on one moment. Don't hang up, Flo.
Okay.
Thank you.
We'll say hello to Ellen.
Let's hear from Ellen.
Yes. Hello.
How are you, Ellen?
Hi, Ellen.
Good. I'm fine. Thank you. How are you?
Good.
Great. Good to have you calling. How's it going today?
Oh, pretty well. We're just having heavy thunderstorms right now in Lake Worth, Florida, but the day's been beautiful.
You guys have had some rough weather.
I understand you're a
there.
First-time caller.
Yes, I am.
Well, next time I hope you call in first, because I understand we always put a new call, but you had another new caller in front of you. I'm sorry that you didn't win.
Oh.
Keep on listening. Is this the first time you ever heard the show?
Oh, no. I listen in a lot when, you know.
Thank you so much.
That's nice
call
of you.
In.
Call
Call in next week if you know the song.
Or you can just call in to say hi.
I got a question for you. I'm going to give you a test right now. Here we go. See if you know this one. This is a trivia question. Mary Wells sang a song called My Guy.
You just played it.
Can you tell me there's a song that she answered?
That's the answer, Mary Wells, yes.
Yes, but this is a question. I'm going to give you a trivia. She sang the song on Motown called My Guy.
Ooh.
Can you name a group who did the opposite of My Guy?
I don't know.
That was
the
number one record. Number one record by the group, I'm thinking. And they had the opposite of My Guy.
I don't understand the question.
You don't understand the question?
I understand the question. I've heard it sung before on the radio, and I don't remember the group.
Oh, you don't remember the group? Do you remember the song?
I've heard the song, yes, many times.
What's the name of the song?
I don't. My Guy.
It's the opposite of My Guy.
I mean my girl. Yes.
Ah, there you go. She just
what'd
said
she
it.
Say? What'd she just say?
My Girl.
That's correct. Now, who sang My Girl?
Number one song.
The Temptations. And you just won yourself a $10 card because you knew the song called My Guy. I mean, sorry, My Girl. My Girl.
She knew My Guy, too, so she my deserves
girl.
One.
Did the opposite.
So
she just won herself a $10 gift card from Subway.
You get a Subway card anyway.
So you just won yourself a $10 gift card. See, it pays to listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
I'm glad you called, Ellen.
Give your name and address. We'll send you a $10 gift card because you answered the question, My Girl.
Keep on
that
listening.
That was the opposite of My Guy. And that was the number one song by the Temptations. That was a really big hit.
Lucky night, Ellen.
That was, we played that last Sunday, My Girl.
Just stay on the line and Chris will take your info and we'll get you that
card
from Subway.
Thank you for keep on listening. And it pays to listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
I enjoy the show very much.
Well,
thank you
so much.
We appreciate you listening.
And folks, if you're overseas, I'd love to hear from you. I'll give you a bigger, bigger prize if you call in from overseas. Anybody calling from overseas gets a bigger prize. You're listening on the internet? Call in. And I'll give you an easy question, promise. And love to hear from you. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Love to hear from you overseas. Give us a call.
If you're calling from overseas, I think you got to use the one country code for U.S.
You have to tell me that one. I don't know that one.
Yeah, that's the number one for U.S. is the country code. So
we're number one? Is that it?
Yeah, we're number one. We're number one. Okay. Yes, so if you're calling in from Pakistan, you want to put one before all that.
So. All right, we're going to go to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We got top of the hour. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. Second hour is very interesting. Don't go away.
We will be right
back. And by the way,
back.
Let me know if you're going to listen to the show from last week or if you heard the show from last week. I'd love to know that you liked
have
it.
A few minutes at the top of the hour to talk to people about last week.
Yeah, if you call in, certainly would appreciate it.